Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Yud Dalid, and we are on Yud Dalid and Aleph. We'll start with the Mishnah. And today's shiur is sponsored in honor of today's marriage of Zevi Gross and Miri Taub, in appreciation of Rabbi Rosner by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Mazel Tov on the wedding, and thank you for the sponsorship. Okay, we are on the Mishnah. On daf Yud Dalid, we'll start off on top. Kol HaKadshim. So we're talking about, if you remember, we just started the previous daf, yesterday's daf, we started the new parak, the second parak, relating to Bechor Behema Tahora, the baby, the Bechor of a cow or a sheep or a goat, has Kedusha, and the Mishnah now is going to have a limitation on that halacha. Kol HaKadshim, Shekadam Mum Kavua Lehekdeshon, any karban that when I was makdish it already had a mum kavua, it already had a permanent blemish on it, so therefore there's a prevention of it gaining full kedusha. So if the mum kavua was kodem to the hekdish lehekdeshon vidiftu, and then it was redeemed, so it had some kedusha, but then it was redeemed, so then we treat it like a chulin animal because it never really had Kedusha, full Kedusha, intense status. So that's why when it's redeemed, so then it goes back to being chulin. And that's why the chayavin bebechorah. That's what this Mishnah is here. Because of the first halacha in the Mishnah, it's chayav, the firstborn of that animal now has to have Kedushas bechorah. Right? Because it had full Kedusha, it never had full Kedusha, so therefore, when it is redeemed, so then it goes back to what it was, ube matanos, and it is chayav in the matanos, as we discussed in chulin, the zerol, lachayim, and the keva, the different parts of the animal that go to the kohen. Viyotz and lachulin, and it becomes chulin, legazes v'leaved. And you could shear it, you could work it, right? We know there's usually an isser that if there is a karban that got a mum and we were po to it, it's called psuli hamukdashim, and there's still an isser of giz of avoda. I'm not allowed to shear it or work it. But here, it never achieved status, full status, when it was a karban. So therefore, when it's redeemed, so then it goes back to being chulin status. There's no vestige of its kadosh status, and therefore there is a heter of giza and avoda. V'ladan v'chelban mutter. We'll see in a second a Tosfos in Maseches Beitza that discusses the issur of giza avoda. V'ladan v'chelban mutter. The vlad, if it has a baby after it is redeemed, v'chelban, and the milk of the animal mutter is going to be mutter again because there's no status. La'achar pidyonam, all of these statuses, all of these halachos that we just discussed have to do after it was nifte. After it was nifte, it becomes a totally chulin animal, and therefore it is mutter. But then the Mishnah adds, va'ashokhtan b'chutz pater, even before pidyon, as Rashi adds. Even before pidyon, if I shecht it b'chutz, that's not the Isra of Shchut Echutz, because it doesn't have, again, full Kedusha. The Isra of Shchut Echutz with a full Isra'karis is only when there is a carbon that's ro'i lihikariv bifnim. If it's ro'i lihikariv bifnim, then I'm chayev if I'm makdash it b'chutz. But this animal is not royally kari bafim. If it has a mum kavua before a makdashit, so then it never achieves kedushas mizbeach, and therefore I do not violate shchutei chutz. Ve'enos in tamura, and it cannot create tamura, as we'll see in the Gemara. Ve'imesu, and if these animals died before they were nifte, yipadu, they could still be nifte, even though usually the rule is that I'm not allowed to be poda a karbon if there's really no use for it after I would be poda it. As the Gemara says elsewhere, ein podin l'ha'achilon l'klavim. I'm not going to be poda to give it to the dogs. If I'm not going to be able to eat it or use it, so then I can't. And here, it was a karbon and it died. Here you can be poda it. Why? Because it never was a full karbon in the first place, as we've said. And therefore, v'mesu yipadu. As Rashi says, look at Rashi for a moment. V'mesu kodem pidyonam yipadu l'achilon l'klavim. You're allowed to be poda them de'en kedusha son chamura, because the kedusha of these karbonos is not intense. V'suka mashmal, and Rashi also adds, Degari mishar kachim she'ein niftin el achayin sheyuchlo lamo b'fnei hakohen b'shas harachasan. A halacha that will come up again. One usually needs ha'amada v'ha'aracha. In order to redeem an animal, it has to be able to stand here and be redeemed. Here, this animal can't stand. Right? This animal's dead. Right? And therefore, one would have thought that it can't be redeemed. Kamashpala, no. Rashi says it can't be redeemed. You don't need ha'amada v'aracha. You don't need a heter achila. It can be redeemed because, again, it never had full kedusha. Chutz Mina Bechor Mina Meiser. Except for Bechor and Meiser, because they have a special status, according to Itzadin Daraisa, that even if they have a mum, they still have the full Kedusha. Right? They have full Kedusha. There might be a different purpose. Bechor has Kedusha no longer as a karban, but it's mamono shel kohen. And Meiser also has special kedusha, right, as the pasuk says, as the Gemara is going to say, that a Meiser applies even if it's a balmum. Even if the animal number 10 that goes through the fence is going to be a balmum, still is going to achieve kedusha. Good, so that is part one, first half of the Mishnah. If there is a karban that has a mum kavua before I was makdashid, so then everything is limited. It is already deficient in its status, and therefore that affects all of these halachas. Good. A lot to say. Let's start with the Sefer HaChinuch. We know Sefer HaChinuch, just to review, there are many mitzvahs that apply to a balmum. Right? Mumin is what we're talking about today. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses, we're going to have later in the perek, in the Masechta, the list of mumin for animals, the list of, that's different than treifas. Eilu treifas we had back in Masechas Chulin. The list of mumin for animals are different. You could have an animal that has a mum, that's not a treifa. If an animal has a broken leg, it could be a mum, that's not a treifa. The animal can live. And the opposite, right? Even if there's an internal deficiency that I don't know about, so then until I know, I could be makrivit. Until I know, I could be makrivit. Good. So the chinuch of Parshas Emor has all the list of treifas, right? The chinuch counts based on the Rambam 8 mitzvos that have to do with bali mumin. I want to think, how many mitzvahs could you count? So the Chedech talks about, one is allowed to be makdash bal mum. This case that we just spoke about, kolakadav shakadav mum kavua, that's an isid araisa. If somebody violates and is makdash bal mum lagabe mizbeach, he violates. Shalo naktish bal mumin lahakrivan lamizbeach. V'ava v'shalo hikrivam. Even if I was never makriv them, if I was just makdash them. Behektish lavad yish iser lav. V'al hektish lavad nomar, kol asher bo mum lo takrivu. Mishum bal taktish. That's what it means. That's what it means. And the shorish of the mitzvah, he says, is related to, all of these have the same shorish, and that is a lack of covet for what the Beis HaMikdash is, and what the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash means to the person, right? He writes that in mitzvah Reish Ayin Zayin, which is the isser of a bal mum going into the heichal. Mishar shi mitzvah lahagdil kvod habayis v'hadara al kenein roi lavo sham bal mum ki hu makom ashlemus. The Beis HaMikdash is the ultimate perfect place, and if I send an animal to there, or if I even designate an animal, so that's already usher. Ve'ena b'din la'amotcha mishiyish bo shum chisaron. Ve'kar kasavti l'mala b'harbi pa'avim ha'to'el shenimsa lanu b'gdilona malas habayis. The more we have one place in the world which could be inspiring, which we could go to be spiritually fulfilled, so then that's good for us. And therefore, if we violate and we're mocked in that address by being relating with Bali Mumin, so that is a problem. So that's the message of all of these mitzvos. The Hagis and the Chinuch says this is a mitzvah that applies to Zan Hazeh. But the Hagis b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zecharim u'min akevus v'chol over alav hikdash b'amum v'afilu b'zman hazeh over alav zeh u'min hanire shelo yeh b'zeh malchus l'fi she'en bo maisa. The isra of hakdoshas b'amum is alav she'en bo maisa. The Rambam says one would not get malchus. That's what the Chinuch says. Aval ra'isi laharambam zal. Right, and this is a big discussion. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach Perak Aleph Halacha Beis Makdash Balmum Loke. You do get malchus if you're Makdash Balmum. V'ulai suggests the Chinuch Ya'aseyu Kememir. Maybe it's like Tamura. We'll see at the beginning of Maseches Tamura Be'ez Hashem. That's an exception to the rule. Memir. If I memir an animal, I switch from animal A. I want this to be an animal, a carbon. So I get an Aveira, and they're both Kadosh, so there's Malchus on that. That's an exception to the rule. So maybe he learns it from there. If Memer, which is the second Hakdasha, that itself is gets Malchus. That's not a Balmum, that's just Temura. Right? V'uva yaso k'memer, sheish ba Malchus, v'avi sheim ha-maisa, sheze v'ze hektashu, v'yelov nishma, v'torah nevakesh b'piyu, ki malach Hashem tzvakosu. That's how he ends off talking about the Rambam. Right? Doesn't say that too often. Rambam says it, so we're going to follow, and that is all that we could hold. The Minchas Chinuch on this mitzvah talks about, what about para aduma? Ani mesupak be para aduma im maktish osa ba'al azmum im over alav debal taktish v'chen im shochid ozorek vade damum posel bo avedim avur im over in balav in elu. Right, it's not 100% clear. Because the para aduma, as has come up in Shas, it's not a usual karban. Right, a para aduma, the avodah is done on harazesim. But it has kapara elements. So do all the halachas of karbanos apply to paraduma like it applies to other karbanos? Okay, that's his shaila. So Resh Pei Hei is the isser of hakdashas v'almum l'gavi ha-mizbeach. Resh Pei Vav is the mitzvah asay to bring a tam, tamim yela ratzon. That's in the asays. Then we get back to the los asays. The Resh Pei Zayin, chinuch, the isser of being matal mum b'kachim. I'm not allowed to put a mum on a karban, and the kohanim were chashud in certain areas. That's the isser of matal mum b'kachim. Resh Pei Ches, the isser of zrikas dam of a karban baal mum. Resh Pei Tes, the isser of shchitas karban, that is a baal mum. Right, Reish Sadi, the Isser of Haktaras, a Murin of the Baal Mum. Again, all separate Averis. Everything that has to do with the Baal Mum. Shchita, Zrika, Haktara, Hakdasha, right, all of those are separate Isurim that are counted in the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch. So in this Mishnah that we have, that if somebody has a Mum Kavua before the Hektish, it must be that he violated the Isser. Just one other Ha'ara, the Rav Saratskin in the Lazayim LaTorah points out that there are more mumin when it comes to people than when it comes to animals. Just notes that in Parshas Emor. Mumin poslim b'ko en ha-makriv u'bibehema ha-nikreves elasha koin nifsal b'meyav arba mumin b'karban rak mechamishim. Kohen has 140 mumin and a karban only has 50. And they're all listed in the Rambam. Hareshik pida Torah yoser al tamus ha-makriv me al tamus ha-nikrav. There's more kpeda that the Torah has on the makriv than on the nikrav. And what's the message? What's the message? We don't have karbanas. V'davar de l'ditu lo havi muma l'didon havi muma. Mizeh efshar lomod, says Lazayim LaTorah. As he writes in his Akdama every detail. Right, he writes in the Akdama, he has a separate Akdama to Sefer Breishis, where he talks about that you have to work harder in Breishis to get the messages. He says in the Akdama to Breishis, Ein b'sefer v'yikra mehakoros osan v'amor os, she'iru b'midbar, v'kulo mali v'gadish dvar Hashem zu halacha, v'alibet b'lchosav dorish zman ra v'shkita atzuma v'hitamkus, ki kasho seina. And therefore, you have to really push. And that's what he says. Hagon Atzadik Maron Baruch Chavetz Chaim B'Yeshivasa Baradin U'Misham Nespashi Delima B'Sidur Kachim Kimat B'Kol HaYeshivas. Then he goes through, and therefore you have to do your best. Then he says, "Kishazachiti La'amash Al Torah Mikiven Sheigati LaSefer VaYikra Samti Li LaMatara Nosefes Limso Gam B'Sefer Hamali Halachas Azer Rayonos Nesgavim V'Divrei Agada." I put it's my job to find hashkafic messages from all the details of the halacha. Hamoshchem es halev, lefichach echpalti es hayegia v'hameretz, v'tehilo akel yagati u'matzasi, v'hineni mekaveh sh'arabanim alom demimsu divrei chefetz v'agada l'machvir, afilu me'alachos hayoter chamuros, v'parshios hayoter kashos, sheba v'yikra, l'to'elos l'zachos es harabim, v'yehei rava, t'b'chol hani milu d'ma'al yisa, yidushun mishamoy, b'tekinesis, b'temidrashos, you just gotta work a little harder in v'yikra. But, you know, you have to push and you get the messages. So this is a perfect example, right? He picks up on a detail that there are more psulim, there are more bali mumin in the makrivin than in the nekravim. What's the message? He says, Bizman hazeh, mizeh shalomod, sha'ata she'en lanu, bavonos in arabim lo koin, bavodasa ovalo karban, v'tfilas kol peh, hu b'makom ha-karbanos, she'yoser yeis lahakpid al ha-makriv al tamus, ha-mispalo me'al etzem ha-tfila, she'dumus ha-nikrav. Al Hey Hamumin says, we don't always have kavana. So the tefillah itself, the nikrav, isn't always perfect. But what we can do is the makriv, meaning getting ourselves ready for tefillah. How we look, with the state of mind that we're in, right? All the halachas of the makriv, that's the mispalel. Al Hey Hamumin aposlim b'mispalel, makvanas atfila, kisui erva, tara samakam atfila, tverma chovsim oso, right? Kavana salev, as the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Tefillah. The ilu etzem atfila, halloi sturik from Yashik Ezekadola, right? We say the words of the Yashik Ezekadola, there's power in it, even separate from our kavana. Obviously, we have to try to do our best, but he has that detail of the psul hamakriv, the psulim of the makriv being worse or more quantitatively than the psul of the nikrav. Good. The other point to mention in the Mishnah, again, this Mishnah starts us off with a lot to say, is a chakira of the asvin daraisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel. Again, it's as all of his chakiras here in the Asad Daraisa are Shas topics, he discusses a Gemara in Yevamos, but then he quotes many examples, our Mishnah being one of them, relating to his issue. What's the issue? If there is something that prevents a chalos, does that automatically break the chalos? If something prevents the chalos, does that automatically break the chalos? And he starts off with the Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos, with the Gemara there in Yevamos, the Daf Emtes, discusses that the status of Nida has Tfisas Kiddushin. And there's a Rashi there that says, obviously there has to be Tfisas Kiddushin, because, after all, when a woman becomes a Nida, nothing happens to the marriage. So Rashi relates the breaking of a status to the creation of a status in the first place. There's an affinity between the fact that when a woman becomes a Nida, her marriage is not affected, she's fully married, and that's related to a woman can get married when she's a Nida. Right? Which is more chamor? Which is more chamor, to prevent a status or to break a status? One might say, once a status is there, it's very hard to get rid of it. Right? It's easier to prevent the status. Right? One might say that. Or one might say, to create something new, you have to be perfect. And any little limitation and hindrance is not going to let it. Mashenki, and if it's there already, you know, so then, it can be easier. So he quotes this issue as a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. To Ladas Rashi, Siba hamona'as chalos chadash, mafkez gamkein oso chalos, afim hu hove mikfar. A reason, a problem that prevents a status could also break it if it's already there. The alkein dana meha de soto, and then he relates it to the detail. I don't want to get into that detail right now. While he says the re and Tosfos does not hold of that. So then he quotes many examples in Shas where this comes up. He first starts off with what we had 10 days ago. Remember, we had a machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan whether Kitshu Bechor was by Midbar, whether the firstborns had a special status already in the Midbar. Do we say, if the ones that had the status, do they lose the status if there's no new status of Bechor at that time? Also relates to that issue we had back on Dav Dalet. But then he relates, he quotes our Mishnah number 3 on his list. Mishnah Arucha, Bechoras Daf Yudalet, Mevorsham, De Yesh Chiluk Bein Makdish Balmum, Levein Behema Shekada Makdush Ez Mumah. We didn't get to the second half of the Mishnah yet. But the second half of the Mishnah is going to teach us, but what if the Mum came after the Hakdasha? There are differences in Halacha between whether the Mum was there first or the Mum came second. That obviously shows a Chiluk. That there's our first half of the Mishnah that we read already is a prevention of Kedusha, while the second half of the Mishnah is going to be the effect of the Mum after the Kedusha is already there, and there's going to be differences in Halacha. So he says, that itself shows, the Amai, L'das Rashi Yevamis, Roy Shekemosha Mum Monea Chidusha Kedusha, L'dvarim Hanishnim Sham, Kein Behemas Hektish, and Nola Bamum, Roy Sheyafkia Hamum, Esa Kedusha L'Indian Dvarim Hahem. But Zarachian, he says, according to, if you say that there's a connection between the two, the whole Mishnah is a Zarachian on that sheet. And again, there are many examples he gives from many different Mesechtas in Shas. Okay, without getting into the quotes about Chatzishir, and he talks about a Nazir and a Beis HaKvaros, becoming a Nazir and a Beis HaKvaros versus something happening to the Naziris once you walk into the Beis HaKvaros. You know, this is a classic, beautiful Maimar that he relates to everything in Shas at his fingertips. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah. That was part one of the Mishnah, where the Mum came first. And what about the opposite? And therefore it has an inferior Kedusha to start. Vakal, second half of the Mishnah now. Vakal Shekadim Hekdeshin is Mumman. But what if the Hekdesh came first? The person was Makdesh, a perfect animal. And then it got a Mum. O Mum Over. Or it had only a temporary Mum. La Hekdeshon. So again, that's not a permanent status. Ula Acher Mikan Nolad Behem Mum Kavua. And afterwards, a Mum Kavua started, appeared in the animal. Viniftu, and then it was redeemed. So then already, even if it had a Mum afterwards, but it originally had full Kedusha. And therefore, this is bona fide Psule HaMukdashim. Pturin Mena Bechor Mena Matanos. So then it is not a regular chulin animal. There is a remnant of the status of Kedusha, and therefore it is pater from Bechora, that's the context of our Masechta, umina matanos, ve'enan yotzin l'chulin, it does not, le'gazez v'le'aved, you cannot shear it and work it, there's an isser of gizav avoda, v'lodan v'chalban aser, and any fetus, any babies, any offspring, and the chalav is going to be aser, l'achepidyonam, this is even after it's nifteh. even after his death, retains the status of psulei hamikdashim. It can't leave. Once it was a full kadosh animal, then that kedusha stays forever. Vashochtan b'chutz chayef. And if somebody would shecht it b'chutz before pidyon, obviously, so then it's roy al gabi amizbeach. So then one would be chayef kares in that regard. Shochtan b'chutz chayef. Even if it has a mum. Right, we're talking, even if it has a mum, how does that work? So Rashi quotes that the Gemara is going to say, we're talking about a dokin sheba'ayin mum. Right, not a full-fledged mum, so that even before pidyon, it's not royal agave amazbech anymore. But a dokin, a little scratch in the eye, deru'uyin heim lefnim, ba'aliv derbi akiva damre melolo yerdu. In certain cases where there's still some full kedusha. Vyosin tamura, back to the Mishnah, and tamura can be created with this animal because, again, it has full kedusha, it doesn't have inferior, v'imesu yikavru, and if it dies, so then you have to bury it, you're not poda it because it would need ha'amada v'ha'aracha. So in the Yagdol Torah, one of the Bali Musar say, he says, the Gemara in Tamura says that if somebody is makdish tamim, hamakriv tamimim, carbon tzarach lios tam, as we just learned before, that is a mitzvah zaseh, a carbon balmum is pasul lahagrava. So one of the rebbes, this is on page Shin Sadi Gimel in the Yagdol Torah, started crying, v'yamar, nimsa echanu makayim mitzvahs kriyashma v'mesiris nefesh, aloem adam chote unasa balmum, the carbon balmum pasul lahagrava. Right, relating to, we're makriv ourselves, so to speak. So we said before, we're the makriv, not just the nikrav, but if we're makriv ourselves, we all have a mum. We're Bali Mumin. So how is it that we could put ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then he says, but you know what? It's all mumovers. It's all mumovers. No chait is inherent in a Jew. It's all temporary. And therefore it's really kasher l'akrava. Once it's removed, so all we have to do is a little tshuva. Get rid of the mumover. And then we would be able to be makriv. Eitzel Yisrael achet hu kemum over dami. Ki be rega echad am yaseh tshuva aru tzadik gomor. Right, he quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin, da bemtes. So he's b'kadish a woman, am nasha ani tzadik. Even if he's a Russian gomor, right, maybe shemahira b'tshuva. Right, a Jew has to do, it's just surface sin. Like the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, it's the Yitzhara sometimes that overcomes us. But we have to do our best, right? That's also what some say. That's what the 4 days before Rosh Hashanah is. Right? We know the 4 days at least of Slichos. The two reasons given in the postgame why we have 4 days, either to always start with the same time on a Motzi Shabbos. But why there are at least 4 days? Because there was an old ancient minhag to fast for 10 days. We need at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because of Rosh Hashanah, there were 4 days. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there were 4 days you can't fast. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, and Erev Yom Kippur. But the other reason is Bikur Mimum. We have to check ourselves for movement. So we are Kilu the Karban. So we had a shiur about this a couple of years ago. The whole purpose of that is that we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect, but we have to try to make our mumin into mumin shel over, right? Mum over is temporary, not part of who we are, not part of our essence, and in that way, we could be makar of ourselves, so to speak, al gabe hamizbeach. Good. Let's do a little more, and then I'll mention that Tosfos in Maseches Beitza. Says the Gemara, Taima deniftu, so the reason that the first part of the Mishnah says, if the mum kavua came first, so then chay bebechor matonos and all these halachas apply. Time of the nifta only if it was redeemed. Halo niftu p'tur menachor and matonos. But if it still is kadosh before pidyon, even if it had a mum kavua first, it would be pater from bechor and matonos. But what do you mean that animal cannot be hukar v'gabi amizbeach? It has a mum kavua. K'savar kedushas damim matchem and bechor and matonos. It must be that even kedushas damim, kedushas by the kabayis, if something has hektish status, even if it's not going to be given on the mizbeach, it still prevents the mitzvah of Bechor and Matanos, and that's why the Mishnah Dafka says, Niftu. It says Niftu because that status is permanently affected, but it has some status. It has some status, and therefore it would be different. If you look in the Torah Zroim, Rav Parmanshik, the great Gaon, who's Niftu at a very young age, he talks about Kedusha being Chal on Kedusha. So here, what would be the reason the Mishnah said that before Pidyon, Bechor would not apply even to Kedushas Bedek Habayis? Right, that's what the Mishnah says. Says Rav Parmanshik in the context of a larger piece. Right, one needs a limud, right? We will have what the Gemara here has a diuk from the Mishnah. It must be kedushas damim is matchem minha matanos mina bachar mina matanos, and the Gemara is going to have a limud for this. So why do you need a limud? Lachar kasha balav achi tebek lemishum de in kedusha chal al kedusha, right? If it's already kadosh, even an inferior kedusha, of course there's no kedushas bachar. So what's the havamina to say that it would be chal? But he says, "Afalim es bar nicha to belav miuta havamina did nehid to Abraham kedushas bechor bishum to in kedusha chala al kedusha mikamakom hayibahem chiv nesina lekohen." We already had this once or twice before in the parak. There's a difference between kedushas bechor and chiv giving it to the kohen. Remember Yehuda Shita in the first parak? That was by bechor petach hamor. But sometimes you can be mechalik between. Rabbi Yehuda said, even if a goy owns half of it, you still have a chiv. There's no kedusha in that animal. There's no status in that animal. But there's a chiv to give it to the kohen. So you could have two different elements of the Bechor, both Bechor Beheva Tahora and Petach Hamar. There's the gift, the Matana Lekohen part of it, and the Kedushas Karban part of it. Right? Sometimes, rather than with cases of Suffolk, remember, I'm Mafreshit, so it might have some status, but I don't have to give it to the Kohen there. I'm also Mechavel of Araya. But here's an example. If it has Bedek Abayas, even if it wouldn't have Kedushas Bechor, maybe I'd have to still give it to the Kohen. To belav miyuta have a minute, then he deim bem kedushas bechor, should deim kedusha chala al kedusha mikol makom hay bemachiv nesina lekohen. Kemosha matzinu gabi reishas hagez. By reishas hagez, right? The Gemara we had back in the Chulin Kuflamet Hay, that the Gemara needs a miyut to exclude kachshe bedek habayis from the chiv of reishas hagez. To belav miyuta have a minute nifrok v'nesivle. That's why you need a diak. And he quotes that also by, this is the Torah's Ram in Hilchot in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. He quotes this in Ma'aser Sheni that also there could be a chilukim in Ma'aser Sheni in terms of different aspects of the status. Quotes this from Reb Chaim. The din manas kuhuna shal bechar haynu achiyav nesina lekohen eino tali klal bekedushas bechar. The mitzura bechar bali kedushas bechar gam keni mechuyav litna lekohen. And it goes to Raya from the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, as we had behema shutfes akum chayves bebechora. Even though there's no kedusha lefizen. He quotes if that's true, Ma'aser Sheni also whatever. Okay, so that's the in the Torah Ezra. Good. One more section. V'yosan lechulin v'chulu. And the Mishnah says that one if the mum kavua became before the hekdesh, so then once it becomes chulin, it's chulin, and it has all the halachas of a chulin animal, including the heter of gizav avoda. Taima de niftu, and again, this is only once it's nifte halo niftu asir begizav avoda. But if it wasn't nifte, if it's a karbon that had a mum kavua before it was hukdash, before it's nifte, there's still an issur of gizav avoda. Messiah lili Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, de amar kachi bedek abayis asurin begizav avoda. Right, isn't this a riot to Rabbi Lazar? Because here, it has Kedushas Bedek Abayis, because, right, it had a Mum Kavua, it never had a Kedushas Karban, so doesn't that prove Rabbi Lazar Shita, that Kedushas Bedek Abayis is Asur? Gemara says, Amri, maybe not, lo, Kedushas Damim, it could be different. The Gemara here, though we usually have two categories of Kedusha, we have Kedushas Karban and Kedushas Bedek Abayis, maybe even within Kedushas Bedek Abayis, there are Chilukim. There's a difference between being makdish a chair to the Beis HaMikdash versus makdish an animal that can't be hukrav. Amri lo, kedushas damim lemizbeach hu demichlefa bekedushas haguf lemizbeach gazru buhu rabbanan. When it comes to kedushas damim lemizbeach, an animal that should have been a karbon, but it's not a karbon, so we're going to be gozer drabbanan, that if you just let that become chulin and you work it, gizav avoda, so you're going to get confused with the real kedushas haguf lemizbeach, and therefore there's gzeira drabbanan. Avakashi bedek abayis lo. Because of the advice, you wouldn't. So this case is not a riot to the general rule of Rabbi Lazar and that shita. Shita Mekubetzes here in Os Gimel wonders on Kachi Bedek Abayis, right? We say, Asma Gizu Avodah. Im Tomar Pshita, Kivin to Kedoshin Hain. What's the whole Kiddush? It has some level of Kedusha. So of course there's an Isra of Gizu Avodah. V'yesh Lomar, Shafilu Kana HaGizu, he has 2 days. Number one, Afilu Kana HaGizu Avodah Ben HaHektish. What about if a person acquired the Giza and the Avoda from the Hektish? So there also, we're going to say it's Asr. V'od shamati demayri deles beishava pruta v'einitzer anak behektish pachlushava pruta. I could come up with a case that there would be a Chiddush, that less than a shara pruta, you would say there is no Isra Me'ila, so there is no, maybe there would, that would be okay. Okay, different deus, what the chiddush that the Gemara is teaching. So we know there is an Isra of Gizel Avoda by a regular Psulei HaMakdasha. If I have a carbon that got a mum, and then I redeemed it, it's Aser Gizel Avoda. There is a question in Lumdis in the Rishonim, how do I look at that Isra of Gizel Avoda? Meaning, are there two steps or three steps in the Halacha? I have a regular carbon that is Aser. It's Aser to work. Then the animal gets a mum. Right, and then poda the animal, and the animal somehow, you know, becomes chulin. But now there's an issue of Gizel Avoda. Is that step three, or is that back to step one? In other words, but the issue of Gizel Avoda is learned out from an asay. Tizbach, v'yachalta, tizbach, right, v'lo yukitshechted, v'lo, I forgot the exact lashon, tizbach v'lo giza, right, tizbach v'lo giza, says the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. So that's an asay. Tizbach, shecht it and don't shear it. Do you get malchus for being gozi psuli hamakdashim? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. And what's the beer hadavar? The beer is to name the topic tosas beitzu yudbeis hadra li isurakama. Whenever you have isur a and then you have heter and then you have a limitation on the heter, do we say that the isur, meaning the limitation of the heter, goes back to the original isur? It's not as usher as it was beforehand. But whatever Isser still applies is included, is Nechlal in that original category now, or it's something new. It's step three. Is it step one, step two, step three, or step one, step two, back to step one? When we have a limitation on the Heter, do we say it goes back to the original Isser? And Tosu discusses this in two contexts. Number one here, it's usher to shear a carbon. And now, oh, you're po to the carbon, and now it's chulin. And now there's an Isser of Gizel Avoda, learned that from another Pasuk. Tizbach v'lo giza. So if that's just a new step three, I'm not going to get malchus for that. It's just learned that from an assay. But if I say, this is showing, what does tizbach v'lo giza show me? It shows me that legabe the giza, it's still a carbon, it was never nifta. The original kedusha never left regarding this halacha. So if that's true, then that's what's called hadra li isura kama. It goes back to the original Isser, the original category, and then you would get Malchus for it, because it's included in the same Pasuk. But another example, what is this doing in Maseches Beitza? Heter Ochel Nefesh. Right, we know there is an Isser Malacha on Shabbos and Yantif. Comes along the Torah and says, on Yantif, there's a Heter of Ochel Nefesh. But then there are limitations on the Heter of Ochel Nefesh. Right, you can't do everything. Right, the language of the Yerushalmi, beginning of Beitza, Midisha Ve'elach. Right, certain malachas, I can't drive to the store for heter ochel nefesh. There are certain things, or let's say cooking for a goy, or lachem below lenachrim, lachem below leklavim, whatever it is. What if there's a limitation? So am I going to get? Is that malchus? Right, on yantif is malchus. Yantif is not kares. So am I going to get malchus for cooking on yantif when I wasn't allowed to cook, when there was no heter ochel nefesh? Do we say hajol yisur kama? Does that go back to the losasa kol malacha? Or do I say, no, there's a heter of ochel nefesh, period. And any new isser is learned that from the essay, lochem below la'akum. Right, so that's two places where we find it. Again, there are others, but those are the two places where Tosfos talks about it in Beit Zadaf Yud Beis. And that has to do with this isser of Gizel Avoda that applies to a real Psulei HaMakdashim. To real Psulei HaMakdashim. Again, where we have the Drabanan one, obviously if it's Drabanan, then it's not going to be included in this isser. But that is an amazing, interesting topic relating to those two sugyas. Okay, says the Gemara. V'ladav v'chalban moter v'chulu. So, also, still in the first half of the Mishnah, if first there was a mum, and then the hekdish, so then when it comes chulin, everything's mutter. The fetus is mutter, and the milk is mutter. Hey chidami, what exactly is the case that we're talking about here? Ilei madi aber v'yis yilid la'achar pidyonan. If the animal we're talking about here got pregnant and gave birth after the pidyon, pshita, chulin inu. Then for sure it's chulin. That's not a chiddush. It got pregnant when it was already chulin. So elo diaber lefnei pidyona v'tiala la'achar pidyona. So rather, what must be the chiddush of the Mishnah? Even if it became pregnant while it was still a karban. The animal became pregnant while it was still in this deficient kedusha state. And now it's niftah. That's where it's considered mutter. That's where it's considered vladan v'chelbon is mutter, even in that case. So the Gemara says, halafnei pidyon and asiri? What? But if then, what would be the diyak? If it's before pidyon, then it would be usur. Again, if it's in this deficient carbon state, and it became pregnant and had a baby, before it was nifte, it would be asur. Look at the bottom Rashi for a second. Havlado shenoldu lefnei pidyon and asur b'ana b'lo pidya. The babies would be asur b'ana, umikrav lo karvi. But it can't be hokrav to mikoa kedusha dechuya asu. The roots are still in a deficient kedusha. So these babies would not be able to be hukra for a karban, but it would still have status, and it would need to redeem it. Is that what we're saying? Is that what we're suggesting? Halafnei pidyona nasiri, says the Gemara, niftin tmimim o ein niftin tmimim. So would it be able to be nifteh even before it itself gets a mum? Again, because it came from the Kedusha of the mother. The Kedusha of the mother was, as Rashi just said, it was a Kedusha dechuya. So these babies doesn't have a mum. So would we have to wait to redeem it before it gets a mum, for it to get a mum or not? Niftin tmimo, niftin, ain't a niftin tmimim. So tashma, hamatvas bali mumim, kivu and lagabe mizbeach, v'yaldu, yimachru, vein srichin mum. Right, if hamatvas is a bal mum, again, be'isser, you're not allowed to do that. If hamatvas is a bal mum, lagabe mizbeach, so then I'm allowed to sell it, and you have to wait to get a mum. She'en kedusha chal aleim, shalo yei tafel, chamam an eker. You don't have to wait, because kedusha is not chal on it, shalo yei tafel, v'ein, and vein srichin mum, and therefore in our case you don't need a mum. Sheikdusha chal aleim shlo yitafa chaman ikar. The baby can't be more chaman than the mother, and since the mother already has a mum and you can redeem it, so too one can redeem this also. Good. Taima shalo yehei tafa chaman min ikar. So we're medayik though that the reason is because you don't want it to be chaman min ikar. Aval hikdish zachar l'damav kadosh kedusha zaguf. But if somebody was makdish in just an animal, right? Hikdish zachar l'damav. Let's say I'm makdish an animal, but l'damav. I have a ram that could be a karban, but I'm makdish l'bet gabayis. I'm not supposed to do that. But if I did it, hikdish zachar l'damav, kadosh kedusha zaguf, then it gets kedusha zaguf, and I would not be able to be podeid mesayle l'rava damarava hikdish zachar l'damim kadosh kedusha zaguf. Willy-nilly, right? Even though I didn't want it, only here because of shalei tavachom and ikar. But if that would not apply, so then it would be different. Good. Why does the dafka say hiflish zachar? What dafka hiflish zachar? A male? What does zachar here mean? Rashi says ayel. Zachar means a ram. It doesn't just mean a male; it means a ram. That's Rashi. Tosfos here. Wahachi nachat zachar on top. Dekarav hu atzmo ola. Zachar means a male because olas all have to be males. All of the males. V'i havi naked behema stam have amina de nekeva kadosh kedusha zagufa karev shlamim. I would have thought shlamim. V'shamina le Rabbi Yeshua b'mesach shkalim u'maisi la b'tmura b'maktesh achasav zacharim atzvam yikrevu olos v'nekevas yimach v'lesarche shlamim. Right, it gets into other details, right? If a maktesh property, what automatically goes to be a carbon or not? So it's simpler. It says zachar because it's going to be an ola. Shinu Gubetzis here says ola is more chamor. Okay. One final suggestion in the Reishis Bikurim. Rashi Bikurim here says, maybe Zachar, which is automatically Ayel. Why is a Zachar automatically an Ayel? Right? A Shlamim could be a male or a female. Chadas has to be Nekeva. Zachar has to be a male. So maybe Zachar is other Karbanos that's a Zachar. So why is it automatically an Ayel? Says the Rashi Bikurim, because the ultimate Karban is an Ayel, relating back to when we were a Karban, and that, of course, is the Akedah. That is the Akedah. Says the Gracious Bikurim here. He quotes the Shin Mekubetzes that we just read in Os Aleph. Rashi says, I Zachar is Ayel, because Ayel is Metagaminim Dichra. Velonira, Demai Ari Denakad Al Yosem Mishorva Keves. Vulai Mu'utaf Fazei Zeremes. Alpi Mashevi Rashi on Parshas Pinchas. In the name of Rabbi Moshe Adarshan. Elim Ukfasim Kineged Avram Yisav Yaakov. Parim Kineged Avraham. Elim Kineged Yitzchak, Kfasim Kineged Yaakov. So each one is Kineged in different Av, Ayel is Keneged Yitzchak. V'hine Gimel Avos Keneged Torah Avoda Gimel Chasadim. Avram Chesed, Yitzchak Avoda, Yaakov Torah. As he quotes many, he quotes the Maharal and Derech Chaim in Pirkei Avos. V'kivan Shestam Avoda Hu Keneged Yitzchak Al Kain Stam Karbon Hu Ayel. V'zeo Pirish Rashi Zachar Ayel, because that's Keneged Elo Shel Yitzchak. V'al Kain Kshashas Hevi L'dugma Stam Karbon Nakel Lashon Ayel V'ola L'Rames Alzeh. It always goes back to the Akedah. Remember we had the Meshech Chachma in Vayikra? That's why Tsafon, north, is always by Kachi Kachim, because it's Safun. It's related to the Akedah as well. Reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of that Zchus that we have. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Vashochten Bachutz Pater. Also, if somebody shechs this animal Bachutz that has inferior Kedusha, is going to be Pater, right? Because we know that it's not Roy Al Gav Yamizbeach. Reb Eliezer Masni Chayiv. Reb Eliezer has a different version of our Mishnah. He has on this line Chayiv. What do you mean Chayiv? Umuki Lababamas Yachid. He has Hashochi Bachutz Chayiv, obviously not talking about Kares, because there's no Shkut Echutz here. But talking about Malkus. What's the case of Malkus? This is talking about if you shechted on a Bamas Yachid at the time of Heter Bamos. Remember the Bamos, the Mishnayos at the end of Zvachim talk about, at certain times in history we were allowed to build altars, build Bamos wherever we wanted. Not at a time when there was an Isser, but the time of Heter Bamos, in the times of Nov and Givon, those 57 years where there was a Bama Gedola in Nov and Givon, and you were allowed to have Bama Ketanis wherever you want. But you weren't allowed to be makar whatever you wanted on a bama ktana, right? Rashi says bamas yachid shekol echad veechad bone bama laatzmo kegon bamas manoach vegidon v'shmuel. Three of the stories in Tanakh. So that's the case of the Mishnah that if somebody, according to Reb Elazar, he has the girsa of chayiv and bamas yachid. And what's the case as follows? Damar Reb Elazar minayin lo zaveich mehemas balas mum but bamas yachid b'shas heter bamas shu balos asay. Not only is there an issa to be makriv a bal mum on the mizbeach in the base of Mikdash or in the Mishkan, but even on a bamas yachid, I'm not allowed to be makriv maktir or makriv a bal mum. Shneamar lo sizbach l'shem alokecha shor vaset imenu inyan l'bama gedola dichsiv averes o shavur v'gomer. It already has the list of bali mumin. Taneo Inyan, Labamas Yachid. So that is why Labamas Yachid has his sister, and that's how he interprets the Mishnah. When it says Chayiv, it means Malkus, even on a Bamas Yachid. The Shiluk Abetzes here wonders, again in Os Beis, how do you know there's any Kedusha here at all for a Bamas Yachid? V'yim Tamar asked the Shita, Maika Maisi, Eima Hanimili Hecha Shekadim Lakdeshan Lamuman, Abal Hecha Shekadim Muman Lakdeshan, Didikla Ba'alma, whom we know like the Machayiv. How do you know this is included in the Pasuk? In a case where there was a mum before the Hekdesh, maybe the Baal Mum that Reb Elazar is referring to, of Bamas Yachid, is only a real Baal Mum, where it got a mum after it had Kedusha. But maybe if it got the mum beforehand, how does Reb Elazar know to include this? V'yesh lomar, dematzinu hamakdesh bali mumin over mishum bal takdishu, ubishum bal tizriku. We just had before, we started off this year today. There are averas even if you're makdesh a Baal Mum. Alma lo amrinan to have a chulin ba'alma. You obviously accomplished something. Right? If you're a makdish of almum, there's obviously something there. De la chulin lo lucky al ha-hektish. If nothing happened, then you wouldn't get malchus. De kach gzeres akasif, de hektish chala lehem. De alfina mikrub, herakama de tzmura, vichulu. Important shidim gubetzas. Right? At least in terms of this. Right? It relates to yavid mahani, yavid lo mahani. That's sugi, the beginning of tzmura. Sometimes, even if you don't accomplish anything. But, says the Shita, obviously Reb Elazar must include this because you get an Aveira, Daraisa, for being Makdish or Zorek or Shechting a Baal Mum. Says the Gemara, how do I know that Reb Elazar includes this in the extra Pasig, that if you're Makriv this Baal Mum on a Bamas Yachid, Eima, Emeno Inyin Lakachim, Taneo Inyin Labachar. Maybe it's on a real Mizbeach. Maybe it's not on the Bama's Yachid, but maybe it's the Chiddush is even a Bechor Balmum, there's an Isser. Sagra da Chamina Hov, a Kadosh Kshu Balmum, just like we know that it's Kadosh, a Bechor status, even if it's a Balmum, even if it's born a Balmum, it still has a Bechor status. Likrav Nami Kshu Balmum, so be Makrivit, even when it's a Balmum. Kamash Mandalo, maybe that's the Chiddush, but it's not talking about a Bama's Yachid. Where it says, Armi no Bechor behedik sibbe, Pisecha uiver lo tizbechenu. We have a separate pasuk by Bechor. We already know that. Okay, maybe it's talking about Meiser. Again, we're a number of times we're trying to say that maybe it's not talking about Bamas Yachid. And why would I think Meiser? Desagada da Chamina, similar Havamina. Ho of a Kadosh bemumo. We know Meiser is Kadosh even with a mum. Dechsiv, lo yivaker bein tov la ra, u bein ra la tov, nikrav nami bemume, bimakrivit even with its mum kamash melanda lo. So how does Reb Elazar know that it refers to Bamas Yachid? Maybe it's the Chiddush is Meiser on the Bama Gedola. Amri, Meiser Nami, Gamar Havar Avar, Amin Bechor. As we often do, Meiser and Bechor are compared. V'yema Taneo Inyan L'Tzmuras Kachim. Maybe it's including that there's an Isser to be Makriv Abal Mum. That's Tzmura Kachim. The Sakadah, the Chamina, Ho'ol, V'Kdusha. All three of these gain status even as a Balmum. That's why each of these have our Havamina. Hova Kedusha Kshibalasmum. We know the Isra of Tamura is even if the animal's a Balmum, the Kedusha is Chal on it. Tichsev, lo yechli fen of lo yomer oso, vegomer, krevenam Kshibalasmum, kamashmal and delo. So maybe that's the Chiddush. So maybe it's about Bachar, maybe it's about Meiser, maybe it's about Tamura's Karbon. All three of those have Kedusha even as a Balmum. That's why these three are suggested. So maybe you could be makriv as a balmum, amar kra, vayehu smurso, mak is tumuraso, lo. Mahu balmum lo, af tumuraso, balmum lo. So each of these are knocked out, and therefore, Rabbi Elazar, the dust settles, Rabbi Elazar interprets our Mishnah. He has the girsa of chayiv, and it's not about a bamas yachin, and you get malchus if you're makriv a balmum on a bamas yachin. Good. Let's just continue, and then we'll talk about Tamura a little bit. Maskavor Bezera, Ema Taneo Inyan Levlados Kachim. Okay, another try that maybe is Kadosh even if it's Balmum. A baby, a fetus of a carbon. The Sakadai Dachamina. Ho of a Kadoshin Kishain Bali Mumin Agav Iman. Right? If an animal is born with a mum, but already had Kadusha from its mother. So there too. It has status, Kedusha status. Kshem Bali Mumin, Nami Karvi, Kamash Blondelo, so maybe they're even about Mum, you should be able to be Makriv, Amar Rava, Kfar Paska, Tana de Verbi Shmal, the Tana de Verbi Shmal, Raka da Shecha, Asher Yu Lacha Unadarecha. That's the Pasik. Raka da Shecha, Elu Atmuros, Asher Yu Lacha, Elu Havlados, Unadarecha, Hikishna Kasav Lenadir, Maneder Balmumlo, Afhani, Nami Balmumlo. So they're all learned that from other Psukim, and therefore, Rabbi Elazar is left to learn it to a Bama to a Bama Ketan. Good. Again, the Isser of Tamura, we'll get to this by the Shem coming Masechtas, but the Rambam's four Prakim in Tamura, right, he talks about the rules and regulations, but Tamura, as we just learned, is Chal even on a Bamum. The Rambam says, Kala Meimer Loke Al Kol Behemo Behema Sheyamir. Right, every one. And that's where the Rambam says you get Malkas on Tamura, as we had earlier. What are the different Isurim? Echad HaMeimer B'Zadon, or HaMeimer B'Shkaga, Harizi Osa Tamura V'Lokem. And, just wanted to find the Halacha, if I could find it now. If not, the differences in Karm, but it's by the Kabayas, Enim Osa Tamura. Here it is, Yud Gimel. HaMaktish Ba'alas Mum Kavua, Eno Osa Tamura. If a Maktish a Balmum, like our Mishnah says, that does not create Tamura. Mibnei Shalon is Kadish Gufa Kiddush Gamur. Ve'eno El Kedushas Damim. So if it has inferior Kedusha to start, that is not going to create Tamura. Aval Hamakdish Balas Mum Over. Oshe Hikdish Tamima V'yacharkach No La La Mum Kavua Harezu Osa Tamura. And then it could create Tamura. So that's regarding the original Adasha. If Hamakdish Bal Mum, then it cannot create Tamura in the second stage. If a Makdash is a perfect animal, then it begets a Mum, then it can. And then the Rambam adds, Echad HaMeimer Tamim B'Balmum, O Balmum B'Tamim, O Sheheimer Bakar B'Tzon, O Tzon B'Bakar, O Ksav Kvasim B'Izim, O Izim B'Kvasim, V'Chulu, Hare Elu Tamura, V'Loka Kiminyan HaBehem Sheheimer. But the Rambam says, B'Feirish, Echad HaMeimer Tamim B'Balmum, O Balmum B'Tamim. The end of the Rambam, we mention this often, but whenever Tamura comes up, it's nice to mention. The end of Hilchas Tamura. The Rambam has a major thesis at the end of Hilchas Tamura. Yirali, what's the tam of the mitzvah of Tamura? Why you're not allowed to substitute animals? Even if it's a better one, I have a sheep and I want to give a cow. And I switch it for a cow, it's an Avera, and they're both Kadosh. Says the Rambam, Yirali, Shezesh Amar Kasava Yehu Usmaraso Yekodesh. The Chulu, Yard the Torah Lasof Machsheva Sa'adam, V'Ksas Yitzro Hara. The Torah goes down into the psyche of a person. Shetivo Shaladam Notel Harbos Kinyon of Lochas Mamono. We like to have stuff. Right? We like to be marbe our assets. V'Yafal Pisha Nada V'Hikdish Efter Shechazabau. And even if we promise to do something, the inspiration wears off. Right? In Shul, after we got an Aliyah, we were so inspired, we said we're going to give something. And then after Shabbos, not so sure. The Torah says, tough luck. You gave something to the Beis HaMikdash, it's done, it's permanent, and you can't switch. And even if you want to give something better, low plug, we're not going to hold that. And then he quotes the line, V'kalelu advarim, and all these things, among all the other halachas of Karbanas, k'dei lakov yitzor l'sakin de'osav, it's all to perfect my yitzer. And then he has the line, V'rov dinei atorah, einan ela, etzos me'rachog migadol ha'etza, Rove Dini HaTorah are advice from afar, from the great advisor. Eitzos me rachog mi gadola eitza. Lasaken a deos aliyasha kalamasim. Right? To fix our mind and to strain our actions. Right? It's for the midos and for the maisim. Both. Lasaken a deos. Right? Deos for the Rambam or midos. Right? Hilchos deos. Lasaken a deos uliyasha kalamasim. That's the Rambam at the end of Sefer Karbanos, at the end of Hilchos, the end of Hilchos Temura. Good. There's also Tosus and Temura discusses different aspects. Okay, let's just do a little bit more, and then we'll stop. Veinos and Temura. So my time, as we just read in the Rambam, what is the reason that a carbon that has inferior kedusha at the beginning cannot create Temura? Da'amar kro lo yachlifeno v'lo yamir v'gomer. Hashta rabba tova martlo toba rami boy. If you can't switch a bad animal for a good animal, obviously a good animal for a bad animal, so it must mean something else. Ela tov me'i karo. Osa Tamura, Rami Karo, Eina Osa Tamura. Rather, Tobara must mean only if it's Tov, meaning it's not a Mum, Balmum. If it's Tamim, that creates Tamura, but Rami Karo does not create Tamura. If it's a Balmum, it does not create Tamura. Okay, we'll have to stop here. I'm going to be traveling over the next couple of days, so the next couple of Dafim will be put up from the last cycle, and Beshem will pick up with next week. Again, hopefully getting on a regular schedule. Okay, we'll stop here.